This is Keegan.
I'm Christina.
That was weird. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. When one thing gets thrown, I'm completely like off my game.
You
like,
said
oh,
this
no.
is not I am.
What
I
am
know.
I going to do? Panicking.
Ladies, I have a really important question for you that I found on Reddit.
Okay.
under the subreddit Bad Women's Anatomy.
Oh no.
The question is, ladies, is it common to have upper vagina?
I don't. Quotes. Wait, what does that mean?
Okay.
I need more information.
I need a diagram. Could you please?
Sorry, what?
This is a 28-year-old female. It says, "Hi. I recently discovered that I might have a front vagina."
Oh no.
This came about when my partner and I tried doggy and realized the vagina wasn't back enough for him to penetrate. In missionary, we realize that he has to make extra effort to put it in. According to him, it's like I have an upper vagina. Is this common? He is my first partner. I'm not his first, so I take it from his experience that this was not normal.
Well, first of all, never take it from a man never. About what is normal. We have learned
Thank
that
you.
They don't know. Like
anything.
No. Yeah. So first of all.
Yeah. And she's asking if anyone's sharing the same experience. The very first thing I thought is that he is trying to blame his poor performance on her.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, like there is some maneuvering that sometimes needs to happen.
For sure.
Like sometimes you need to like arc your back in a certain way. Yeah. Everybody's anatomy is different. It doesn't mean that it's like
yeah. The basic anatomy is the same.
Exactly.
However,
yeah. you can't. You're not going to have a front. Oh, yeah. It's not here.
It's not your belly button,
right under the belly button.
Yeah, yeah. I would need to see examples.
Does he think the butthole is the back vagina?
Yeah, I'm wondering. There are a lot of people on here who are like, just you know, he's trying to blame his maybe like size problems with being able to,
get in there.
Yeah, to get in there and get the job done, and basically telling her. So she's going around thinking that she has a front vagina.
There's only one way to solve this. Break up with your boyfriend and go find somebody else to have sex with.
That's exactly right.
You need more data to, you know, draw from. There needs to be a larger pool.
We are talking about scientific method here.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Truly. Yeah.
Put yourself a chart together.
You can't draw a conclusion based on.
Right.
Also, go to a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Your gynecologist will be like, ma'am, there is no such thing and you are fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That just like lit me on fire, though. The idea of like
just gaslighting that's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've had that situation before in that like I was at fault for, you know, the sexual fail. And it's like it's a combination of two people, like two people working together.
Yeah. Everyone's anatomy is different. Like that's just the truth. It's not wrong. It's not bad. You know, everybody's situation, everybody's bits look different. Okay.
Yep. One of our friends had shared that with us, that what her ex-boyfriend before she met her husband now, like literally kind of just body shamed her so awfully.
Not
that
even
she,
kind of did.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, fully body shamed her so awfully that she really did think there was something wrong with her. And so she was so apologetic when she met her husband that it was almost awkward for them to initially have sex. And he's like, what are you talking about? You have an amazing body. And she just was like so like caught in this like loop of being told that there's something wrong with her.
Well, I really feel like you can't win because like not to put like her information out there, but like that was to do with her breast size and her breast size being like large. And like, I feel like people who have large breasts can get shamed. People who have small breasts can get shamed. People who have, you know, your vagina looks this way or that way, or you have razor burn or you have whatever else. Like, it doesn't even matter. It's just like there's always something that somebody is going to like, just be happy you're down there. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up and just be happy I've let you in. Okay?
Yeah.
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 That's it. Enough.
I think I would go back and tell younger me to be more confident in myself or to not let people in if they didn't make me feel like
that's
my
exactly
best
right.
self.
Yeah.
Because I let in a lot of people that were trash.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I just saw a TikTok where this woman was talking about like, you're 10. Like, you're 10 to somebody. Like, there is someone out there who's like looking at you and is like, oh my God, that would make my whole entire fucking life if I could just like be with that person. So, you might look at somebody and she's like, you might look at me and be like, that girl's a six, but to my wife, I'm a 10. You know what I mean? Like,
It's problematic across the board. I think sex is one of those things that, you know, and we've talked about this before. Like you said, I've let a lot of things pass the gate that should not have been. But I think that all that stems from, you know, a personal self-worth, which is why I think that there we saw that an insurgence of like make women feel ugly because then they'll
lower grind them down so that they don't feel worthy. Yeah. And it'll make it easier for you to get on in there, you know?
Guys, I got so triggered this week because Netflix just released their documentary about Woodstock 99.
Oh, hell no.
Train wreck. Isn't it called like Train Wreck or something?
Which I cannot watch that.
And it really triggered me. At one point I got like emotional because it's so clear to me how fucking toxic that time period was. Oof. Where the late 90s and very early 2000s was so misogynistic and so toxic.
Hyper-masculine.
And so like difficult. So pat yourself on the back. If you came of age during that time as a woman, I just like want to fucking commend you because it was not a safe space for us at all.
It definitely wasn't. And then on the other side of that too, it's like men who came of age during that time, the unlearning of like that toxic masculinity that was just so normalized.
It happened
in our
really
culture.
Quickly too. I mean, I'm a little bit older than both of you, so I kind of have a little bit more of a recollection of being of age during that time. Like I graduated in 97. I remember that. I remember the sea change that happened. I feel like the guys I went to high school with were writing poetry. We're doing art classes, and I felt like a little bit more like my husband. A little bit more quote unquote woke, a little bit more and then you had like those jock guys. And it literally, I feel like I can place it in Lollapalooza. I went to Lollapalooza in 96. It was like, it was Beck and, you know, Sinead O'Connor and like.
Yeah. And then you get to Woodstock 99. It's like Limp Bizkit and fucking
break shit. Yeah. I mean, but honestly though, even those like art guys, it was like a different brand of misogyny. Like, you know, it was just like a different kind. Like there were also like art guys who were still fucking toxic. They were just toxic in a less aggressive way, you know?
Yeah.
And then by the time it was early 2000s, it had completely inundated into nerd culture too. Like nerd culture was super fucking toxic. Like you watched Superbad and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, even that, nothing was safe. Like,
literally there was like it felt like a very solid change that happened.
Right.
Like men went from being, I feel like I saw like that shift happen. It's like, where did these fucking bro culture guys come from? Like it was just so
aggressive.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Absolutely. It was
and
it did not feel safe. And so your value as a woman definitely like pervaded the culture, where it was like based on what you can do to please a man. And was the unlearning that I had to to fucking shed for myself. So yeah, anybody that's out there, if you think you have a front vagina, dump him. That's my advice. Like,
if
he told you,
honey, if he's trying to tell you about your anatomy and he does not have a degree or a doctorate, I'm sorry, please, and a specific one that is a gynecology one, sir.
Also, just a weird thing it's a weird thing to comment on to. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, as a woman, I'm not going to be like, your dick's weird. You know, like,
where they get the audacity like comment on a body that they're, you know what I mean? Like, but Bad Women's Anatomy, that subreddit is just full of fucking comments like that, which guys like thinking what tampons are actually for and where they go. It's just like, that's really so need sad. To have a mixed co-ed sex ed
truly course like so in this sad country. Like
oh my god, we did ours was co-ed
not
no.
really
no that's interesting yeah, yeah no ours was fully
Mm-mm. Yeah, co-ed. Yes, but you know.
Yeah, no, they got rid of it by the time we went through it.
Well, they were like, sure. we can't keep these people together. They can't know about each other's bodies.
Yeah, exactly. And then wonder why the teenage pregnancy rates surged. But well, anyway,
there we go. Hey. Well, I have a would you rather.
Yay!
Would you rather, it's actually perfect because I mentioned poetry. Would you rather a guy write you poetry?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or a guy write you a song?
A okay. song.
No. But a wait. Song. But no. Wait. No, but listen.
Cassie.
Listen. Both of these things are going to be performed.
A song. Ooh. A song. Still a song.
Yeah, if like, it's going to be look, performed, a song. Yeah.
I.
You there, want the slam beat
there
poetry.
There is nothing. Look, and I enjoy poetry. I'm actually somebody who likes to read poetry. Mm. I enjoy it a lot. I do not like watching poetry performed. I don't. It doesn't even have to be slam poetry. It can be good poetry. And there's something so deeply personal about poetry and
it
intimate
is. It's
about,
so true.
About poetry that watching someone read their own poetry is yeah,
it's
cringe level 100.
Hand embarrassment, honestly.
Even good poetry.
Wreck me. I would not be able to.
A poem about me, about my body. A man writing a poem about my body. We can't. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it was about his love for you. And
either.
That's awful.
I don't I want that. You reading, you know, reading your body as a wonderland to me. That's so much worse than singing it. And singing it's not great either.
No.
So,
both of these are so awful.
Truly. I mean.
I just think that for me, I'm is a poem faster? Am I going to get through this quicker?
Oh. Yeah, I can see that. I think the music angle to me, I'm like, oh, if it's a good song and he's
not
a talented
a good song. You know, it's person.
Yeah, I think we have to go off of the assumption that this is that's bad. That the song is bad and the poetry
both
is bad.
It's gotta
be
bad.
I think it's gotta be bad for this to be effective. So I mean, even then I would rather a bad song than to have to sit through a poem.
If I really, really loved the person, then I would be like,
oh,
the effort or whatever. Yeah. And they're like trying, I would find it endearing either way.
Yeah.
I think if I was really into them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I would subtly hint that
please
we
don't do that again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Subtly steer that towards into, like, that is
redirect,
home.
Redirect that energy.
At home?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Well, at home behavior.
I mean,
even at home. Like, honestly, almost worse. Like, it's someone to pull out an acoustic guitar when you're alone together.
No,
because
God.
Then it's undivided attention. No. You have to pay attention. There's nowhere else to go.
But yeah, if they're trying to express feelings
is
and
it
love
possible
and
to
you love
unfall
them.
In love with somebody because of that? Fall out of love with somebody?
No, maybe for you. But yeah, I think I would genuinely try to if I loved them and respected their feelings and stuff, I wouldn't be too
hardcore. If it was a good song, I actually think that would be
hot.
Kind of hot. Yeah. If it was good, if they were good at it, then I'd be like, oh, sexy. Yeah. You know, bad, a bad song, I'm an A for effort. You know,
songwriting's hard.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Way more bad songs than good songs.
Listen, I respect both of these because I think that there is something very commingling here, which is that, you know, writing a song is very much like writing poetry in a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's a vulnerability that I can respect.
Absolutely.
You cared about me so much that you got on stage and were vulnerable in front of all these people, which is that's nice. Either thing, I would, I don't want to come across I wouldn't appreciate the effort that was put in. I just get very awkward.
Yeah.
About it's like when we were watching She's All That and Freddie Prinze Jr. gets on stage and tries to do bad slam poetry and you're like, oh no.
Well, you want to hop into stories?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. I was trying to get the D and he proceeded to put dog man encounters on.
Wait, what?
Are we talking about what's that show? What is it?
It's basically a 2-hour long podcast of people telling their stories about seeing a mystical dog man creature, kind of like Bigfoot. He was a really nice guy, but that Dog Man podcast was a total turnoff.
Why?
Oh my God. Why?
You have to know somebody. Like, honestly, Christina, I do feel like if you were dating someone that you liked for a considerable amount of time, right. I feel like you could get down on the Dog Man podcast. Like, you could put that on, to not to fuck to, but like, you could put it on like in the car driving somewhere. You might find that interesting.
But it's also... But, you're trying to like fuck and listening to people talk about Bigfoot?
No.
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 No. No, thank you.
No.
Have I told you about cryptids?
Would you rather
no.
Would
no.
you rather have sex with that playing or the Ghostbusters theme song?
Ooh. I feel like I could tune out
the podcast.
The podcast.
Me
easier.
Too. I think so too.
The over and over
Ghostbusters,
like, no, thank you.
Didn't we have a story where somebody was?
Yeah. Oh my God, that fucking killed me.
Horrifying.
Oh my God.
Okay. I went out with a coworker who asked me to go furniture shopping with him because he wanted a woman's opinion when decorating his new house. He said that for taking the time to go shopping with him, he wanted to buy me dinner. I met him at his place and he drove to the furniture store. He asked for my opinion on different pieces of furniture and if I liked anything, he would examine it thoroughly and then tell me everything that was wrong with it and why I was wrong to like it.
This is already off to a great start. Then why invite me?
Why am I here? You wanted my opinion. Why am I here? Two hours later, we left the store without buying so much as a lamp. He stopped by Kentucky Fried Chicken and bought a bucket of chicken, then drove us back to his house. We ate the KFC at his kitchen
floor?
Counter.
Oh, yeah.
He had no table or chairs, and then announced it was time for us to go to bed.
It's time for me. Yes, exactly. It is time for me to go to bed. Own bed.
Yeah.
Full of things that I picked out and I liked. And
Yeah, and he's all greasy with chicken, like chicken God. Slick. You know what I mean?
Chicken slick.
Oh my God. No,
no, to the chicken slick.
True, so gross. Time for us to go to bed. More accurately, to a mattress on the floor since he had no bed. I picked up my purse and headed for the door. He was insulted and disappointed that we weren't going to end that fantastic evening with coitus. Worst part, I had to look at this moron every day at work for the next 5 years.
Wow. Oh my gosh. No, I'm insulted. Yeah, I'm insulted. You would think that this could get into my pants.
You said we were going to dinner. Dinner was picking up a bucket. Kentucky Fried.
That was the best part of the whole fucking date. True. What are you talking about?
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean,
chicken slick was the best part of the whole date.
Get me some of that original recipe.
Can I take some of these legs home for later?
Amen.
Yeah. Original recipe, please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry, I wasn't even prepared to do my story because I'm just sitting here.
No.
Okay. I once had a date who told me he was in crippling debt while we were at dinner.
Oh, Jesus.
He then told me that he works from home, but most of the time he just sleeping while he's supposed to be working.
Oh, that's such a turnoff.
Ugh.
Don't admit it.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us,
dude. If you're taking a nap, like at home while on the job, like don't get out here. And
I'm too nervous. I'd
say
be
that
too
shit.
Like, nervous to fall asleep. I mean, unless it's like lunch, like my lunch break.
A lunch
or something.
Break nap is appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got an alarm set. I can't be. Oh, that makes me so fucking nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like my Slack would show that I'm like not on my computer and stuff like that. Like I can't. I can't be having that.
Yeah. No, my anxiety cannot. He went on to say that he wants to have 5 kids. And then he asked me how I would feel about getting a tummy tuck and breast implants after having said kids.
Oh, I just got like chills.
The
visceral.
Audacity.
Disgust.
Ugh. At the end of the date, he asked if I could pay next time because it was just too expensive. I don't mind splitting the bill ever, but it left me wondering how on earth he was ever expect to have 5 kids and also pay for me to have multiple plastic surgeries so that I would look just how he wanted.
He's expecting you to cover confusing. The cost of those plastic surgeries, ma'am.
Surprisingly, there was no next date, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow.
Someone wanted like a sugar mama, pretty much. I think that obviously from experience, like that type of person and that type of entitlement is so gross to me now.
Yeah, so off-putting.
Yeah. And people that admit to like cheating at their job or whatever is just like a turnoff to me. Cause then I'm like, where else are you going to cut corners?
That's right.
My dude. Are you cutting corners in this relationship?
Just also, believe people. You know what I mean?
It's
believe
like, them. Yeah. You are sleeping at work, like during your job.
You're
like, again,
crippling debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not, it's, so you're telling me that you're like, you are literally doing nothing about any of this.
Yeah.
You have no follow through.
Yeah.
And you're unreliable. Great. So why would I want to be your partner?
Why would I want to have five kids with you? Yeah.
And then also get a tummy tuck to look the way you want
me. Yeah, so that I can go to work, make all the money, take care of the kids so that you can stay at home and sleep all day.
All day.
Great. Huh. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Went on a date with a security guard from work. He picked me up in a really old school car. And as we were driving to the restaurant, his car died in the middle of the street.
Oh, no.
He told me, it's okay. He's going to get it fixed. But he ain't ever going to get a new car because all new cars are being controlled by the government.
Stop.
That's how Paul Walker died.
Okay. Like, okay. For what? I kind of would stay on this date because I'd be like, I need you to explain that to me.
I need to know everything.
Yeah. Why? Why did the government
and
feel like they needed to?
And also, wasn't he in an old car, like a classic car?
I think so.
Yes.
Why?
What? The next day, I tried to give him another chance, but he told me the earth was flat and dinosaurs weren't real.
Stop it. Also, again, I want to know, why did we fake dinosaurs? For what purpose?
I did hear someone tried to say one time that dinosaur bones were put on earth by God to test your faith.
Okie dokie. Also, why is God always trying to fucking trick us? Like,
I know that doesn't sound
very Loki. Actually, God,
Loki is just okay.
Okay,
wow. All right, this one I felt very relatable. It's a little bit of a longer shorty, but it was relatable to me.
Excellent.
Derek was new to my high school, but as a black wearing wallet chain bearing eyeliner guy, he was automatically a part of the group I ran with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was one of those kids. As far as teenage goth boys at my school went, Derek was pretty cute. So when he asked to accompany me to see the new Phantom of the Opera movie, I was chuffed. The whole bus ride to the theater, I explained how much I had been dying to see the film, how much I loved the music. Lord, I might have even sung a few lines of Masquerade.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, it wasn't
it me.
Yeah, it wasn't. This is a parade. Yeah, I owned Masquerade. This. I owned this fucking CD from this movie. From the
the
new movie with Emmy Rossum and Gerard Butler.
Yeah,
same. We settled in our seats, the lights go down, and the amazing Phantom melody is about to kick in. And I feel a hand. Yep, a hand on my hand. All right, I guess that's okay. Wait, what's that? Another hand on my knee. I twist slightly to look at my date. He's not watching the movie. He's watching me.
No.
But at this point, there is some pretty serious chandelier action going on and a tiny wind-up monkey on screen. I don't want to miss anything. So I just go back to minding the Phantom. Not seconds later, something wet and warm smushes up against the side of my face.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm frozen for a second because I can't believe what's going on. But the nightmare continues to become all the more real. The guy is licking the side of my face.
That's disgusting. Are you a fucking puppy?
So gross. 15-year-old me is having none of that crap. I push him away and tell him to stop. He asks why. Because I'm here to watch the movie, I hiss, and also it's gross. He frowns, leaves, and doesn't come back.
Okay, bye. Good riddance.
I suppose, just like the two leads in the movie, our romance was doomed from the start.
Oh, epic.
Oh, honey, gosh. I get it. I would have been like, shut up. The Phantom is on.
Yeah. Stop it. We're not licking. And also licking.
So ew. Yeah. I can't imagine licking someone's face. Like it, they're it just mites. Just
no.
Dirt. No.
Yeah.
Sweat. No.
I went on a date with a guy and almost immediately he told me he initially wanted to go out with me because I looked like his ex.
Nope.
He misses. but broke up with him because, quote, he kind of accidentally cheated.
Whoa.
No.
His dick just like got hard and fell into somebody's.
Oops. Grape.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, God.
Again, also,
you know what it was? People. It was one of those people with the upper vagina.
Yeah. And he fell right in. Right on top.
Fell in the front. Mm-hmm. Front vagina.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, just like why are you sharing this immediately upon like on our first date? Like, why?
Yeah.
Who raised
I mean,
you?
I appreciate you letting me know right off the gate who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I won't waste saver. Time. Yeah.
Well, he kind of accidentally cheated, but it shouldn't matter because he was going to propose to her and she was a bitch for not forgiving him. And it was a whole shit show.
Wow.
It just turned into a therapy session. And I just asked him, just let him talk it out until I got tired and he went home. It was kind of entertaining in the end, I guess. But he did text me the next day and asked if we wanted to meet up again. Like, what the
Why
fuck?
Why would we?
Why?
Why would we?
No, no, we wouldn't. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Agreed to a date with a very persistent fella from work, and he invited me on a casino cruise.
Ooh.
Very Wait, The Office.
Sounds
yeah.
fun.
While we were waiting in line, he told me bluntly he couldn't afford to pay for me and gamble, so I had to pay my own way.
Cool.
I was a little surprised, but okay, no biggie. Sat down to dinner, and he talked about his mother the entire time and how much I would love living with her.
No.
Whoa. No.
My God.
No.
What?
No, that might be the biggest turnoff
ever.
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They offered Dramamine and he declined, then got massively seasick.
Oh, great. No.
Spent the rest of the night laying down in a closed lounge area. Got mad when I went to hang with the captain and crew. Tried to kiss me with vomit breath at the end of the date.
Sir.
My dude.
Sir.
Absolutely fucking not.
Icing on the cake was when he flagged me down while we were leaving the island because he didn't have enough cash left to pay the toll for exit.
Oh, wow. No.
I
just so much.
So much no. Yeah.
Why didn't she kiss him? I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
He picked me up to go see a movie. I picked the movie. We arrived and he found out it was rated R.
Oh.
He freaked and told me he had to call his mom to get permission to watch it.
No.
He did. She said no. Date ended. We were both 21.
No, 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 no. You got your numbers confused. They were 12.
I gotta call my mom. I have to call my mom.
21. I swear to God, if Dylan had called me at 21 and asked me, I swear to God, I'd be like, I would also tell him no, because I'm like, no, get off this fucking phone.
Can you imagine? No.
I can't.
I mean, again. Thank God that happened on a first date. So you know exactly what it is.
Right.
But like his mom is still tucking him in at night.
Oh,
no.
21.
No. Cutting the crusts off the sandwich. Oh, making sure she cuts it diagonally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder if this is the same person
from my.
Yeah, from yours. It was like, you're going to love living with my mom. I mean, she doesn't let us stay up late and watch rated R movies. But like, other than that, she's great.
She's great. She's great.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She makes really good spaghetti bolognese.
I like the way she folds my t-shirts when she does laundry.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What are his sheets? What are his sheets?
Okay.
Star Trek?
What is worse, though?
Okay. Would you rather?
A guy that is, like, really like that, like Keegan's story with his mom, where his mom takes care of everything, or the guy that's like, ugh, fuck you, mom. Like, fucking mom. Like, which is worse?
I hate a mama's boy. I hate both.
I would not be with either of these people.
I wouldn't be with either of them. I wouldn't because ew. But I would if I had to gun to my head.
Yes,
I'd rather be with the mama's boy than with the guy.
Same.
Who's like, because that's indicative of how he treats all women. First
that's exactly
of all,
right.
And secondly, like it's usually guys like that are usually like they have moms who are very. Over, like, you do too much for them.
Right, right.
So then I also know that you don't know how to be fucking grateful either.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bad sitch either way. But yeah, a dude's relationship with his mother, I think, is very indicative of how they will
Also, be with their partner. I feel like the guy who's like, fuck you, mom. Like, that guy, his mom has put up with that behavior from him for a long time. And she also, that strikes me as the kind of mom who is going to fucking hate any girl that
right
comes home.
But so is mama's boy.
Well, and but the one with fuck you mom is actually going to resent like another woman yeah. setting healthy boundaries and yeah. trying to.
I think yeah. so. Yeah. Yes, it, that's a. Oh, that's, I hate it all.
Both of it.
I noticed how you didn't give an answer, Cassie. So you're
oh, no, right. I agreed with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
maybe they won't notice.
No, I agreed with you because I do. Yeah. I as well.
They're
I
both
would much
bad.
Rather deal with. I can't. To me, that's anger issues. There's a yeah. deep resentment and anger there that is.
And he's going to treat you that way.
Absolutely.
If yeah. he hasn't yet, he will.
And to be fair, the other guy is going to also treat you how he treats his mom, which oh, is yeah. like a maid.
Yeah. yeah.
But I would rather be somebody's maid than somebody's whipping
well,
boy.
And I won't yeah. be somebody's fucking that's maid. Right. I'll be like, shape up or ship out kind yeah. of thing.
But one's I more like, aggressive yeah. and dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
I think that's the
definitely.
Thing.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if you guys have any stories, be they short or long, go to our one-stop shop of website. It's mywordstatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.